Yes, hi Sean, how are you?
I'm good. I was just mentioning that irrigation system you got from Racing New South Wales turned out to be a blessing for you the other day.
It certainly did, yes.
Tell us how you worked it, what you did with it.
Well, with the irrigation system that we have installed, and thanks so much for the support of Racing New South Wales, obviously doing its normal job, which is servicing the track with the fires that we've got or we've had out here in the last 2 weeks. The fires were quite strong out at the racetrack. We're surrounded by bush and the flames came up quite high. And we had the sprinklers were projected onto the pavilion where the pavilion had embers there quite a few inches deep. And you only need one of those embers to be slightly sparked and it would have gone up. So the irrigation system saved so much of the infrastructure that we're gradually putting together at our racetrack and getting it going. So it was absolutely brilliant. And with the firefighters, the volunteers and everybody who helped, we really, you know, they saved us quite a bit with, as I said, we were surrounded by the fires. But some of the flames are blasting up about 100 feet high, so well over where the stables that we have at the track, down the bottom of the track, they were well above the roofs of those, so they were very lucky.
And basically, you redirected your irrigation system instead of putting it onto the track, shot it onto the buildings.
Absolutely, yeah. So it had to go on there. It hosed it down, along with the manual hoses that we had around as well, which it just wet the whole place down. But it's the flying embers, the ones that, you know, could have easily caused a lot of the damage. The track itself was, you know, was okay, but if you only need one of those embers to spark and the fire to take place, that would really, you know, take a light and we could have been in quite a bit of trouble. But thankfully, it was all good.
Julie, have you lost any fencing or anything like that around the race course? I know Terry said he'd lost boundary fences. Terry Evans?
Yes, Terry. Terry's been absolutely marvellous, and his staff and everything. And poor Terry's gone through it twice, where he was had his horses at the stables and was protecting his horses there and spent a sleepless night, whether he had to evacuate or not. And then a few days later, he actually, by the time he left his place, he thought he would not come back to a home. All his boundary fences are all burnt. It's quite charcoaled and black everywhere there. And he's gone through quite a bit in the last several weeks, as so many of the people up in the area have. Terry, I guess, although what he's gone through is one of the lucky ones where his home was saved, thankfully, and the horses have been saved. Yes, we've got at the track, we're lucky everything's okay, just burnt bushes around as you drive into our racetrack. On the left-hand side, we've got the bushes that are there and they were burnt with the fires that were in place.
Goodness.
So, yes, we've been very lucky and not as quite a few people up here haven't been.
Julie, so the fire must have got very close to the actual infrastructure of the track.
Oh, very close. As I said, we had embers on the pavilion. They were flying through and the embers were alight. And because of the sprinkler system and the firefighters and the volunteers with all the hoses that they had doused the flames and it saved what we've got.
Now, the other thing is at Tuncurry, you've got a dam in the middle of the track, haven't you?
Well, we do. Some call it a lake, some call it a dam. It's actually on a natural spring. So. Mm-hmm.
Whoops, you there? All right, we'll get Julie back in just a moment because, this is amazing what they went through at Tuncurry Foster. As Julie's told you, with the irrigation system being aimed at the buildings and at the driveway in, apparently, one side, all the bushes caught fire. It only had to flip to the other side, a spark, and they're in real strife. So, one side caught fire, the other side didn't. It's amazing how Mother Nature can be so selective with either rain or fire or whatever. You'll see one side of a mountain get rain, the other side get absolutely nothing. And in this case, the fire was on one side of the driveway than the other. But the lake in the middle of the course came in extremely handy. And Julie, that lake was a lifesaver for a lot of people.
It certainly was, Sean. It was a lifesaver. We've advertised and put the word out there that any farmers that need water, we were only too happy to assist them with water. And there is a farmer out at Nabiak that's come in, and he can take 1,000 litres at a time. And we've assisted him, you know, a few times doing that. And anyone else that needs water, we're here to sort of, we've got this natural spring dam, lake, or whatever it is in the middle of our track. Which is really lucky that we can supply people water that need it. So apart from aesthetically looking beautiful, and it's a beautiful track that we've got, it's there to help people that need it.
Well, that's amazing, as I said, what's happened. And I think the choppers were coming in and filling their the water, those things they used to take the water out for the fires.
Absolutely, yes. The RFS helicopters have come down and used the water from our lake, and we're only too happy that they've done that. Anything that we can do to help our community and the people surrounding us, we're you know, to do that. And we've got our next race meetings coming up on the 9th of December. It's the Christmas Party Race Day meeting, and we're looking at doing something for the people of the community that have lost so much, and the firefighters and that. So we're looking at doing some sort of charity work for them, yep. Whatever we can do. So we'll put something together in place for our meeting coming up on the 9th of December.
Well, Julie, I've got to say, anyone I've spoken to around that area, we were in absolute awe of the fireys. They said guys and girls who got in there and do it, that they just couldn't believe the size of the tickers they've got, the heart and courage to get in and do that.
Look, I mean, you can't describe how great they are. They're really, really fantastic. You know, they've saved us so much. And, I mean, today we're surrounded in smoke, as probably most of the state is, and it's quite thick smoke that we've got in our area here. But I believe we're sort of, you never say you're out of the woods, but we're looking pretty good in the Fostertown Curry area at the moment. And anyway, we just hope everyone else stays safe. And today is going to be not as bad as what is sort of expected to be. That if the wind can just die down, it'll be great.
Is there much left to burn around the track at the moment or not?
Well, yes, there is. There's still a lot of, they still flare up. I mean, even the fires that we've had here in Foster, along the Lakes Way and Southern Parkway, and that there's still smouldering that's going on in the middle of these. And, you know, you just need a big gust of wind to come, and that smouldering will start again. And that's what has happened in the past. So it's, I don't think we're completely out of it, but we're looking pretty good, I'd have to say.
All right, fingers crossed. We look forward to the meeting on 9th of December.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And we'd love anyone to come along. And as I said, we're going to do something special for our community and the firefighters on the 9th of December.